Hatchet Job, written and read by Mark Kermode. So tell me, how did you love the picture? Samuel Goldwyn. Prologue, Shark Sandwich. Forrest Gump on a tractor. Those five words are probably my favourite film review ever. More importantly, they constitute the most damaging hatchet job I ever encountered, managing to do something I had often argued was impossible, to kill a movie stone dead. I didn't read them in a newspaper or on a blog. I didn't hear them on the radio or television. Rather, they were whispered in my ear by a trusted friend and colleague, David Cox, as the house lights went down on a screening of David Lynch's The Straight Story. I'd been really looking forward to that movie. I've been a huge Lynch fan ever since being blindsided by a late-night screening of Eraserhead at the Phoenix East Finchley in the late 70s. I'd wet buckets at The Elephant Man, taken several runs at Dune, it still doesn't work, been both outraged and strangely exhilarated by Blue Velvet, swooned at Wild at Heart, and even argued that Mulholland Drive makes perfect sense. Now there was something illicitly thrilling about the fact that the High Priest of Weird had pulled the most audacious trick of all. He'd made a straight movie, a film praised for its simplicity, lack of outlandish visual and oral experimentation, and almost willful adherence to strict narrative linearity. Like Johnny Rotten turning up in a suit and tie, this was the one thing Lynch aficionados didn't expect, a movie with a beginning, a middle, and an end, and in that order. And what about that title? Initially, everyone assumed it to be ironic, but reports from those who had seen The Straight Story were that it was anything but. This was Lynch's masterstroke, like that line in The Usual Suspect about the devil's greatest trick being to convince people that he didn't exist. Was this Lynch as the devil in disguise, or had he finally followed Laura Palmer to take his place amongst the angels? All these questions were rushing through my head as we sat there in the Curzon Soho, quivering with anticipation. I was ready of spirit, willing of heart and open of mind. I wanted only to be ravished. Instead, I was rubbished, brought low from the lofty heights of expectation by five words that sucked all the life out of the movie and left it writhing in silent space before the curtains had even opened. That poor kid hearing that shoeless Joe Jackson's teammates had thrown the World Series, say it ain't so, couldn't have suffered any more crushing a sense of loss and disappointment than I did when David Cox slipped that insidiously low-key invective into my loppy lugs and let it crawl like a radioactive earwig into my cerebral cortex, where it sat, pustulant, eating its evil way into anything that vaguely resembled hope, admiration, or generosity. Instead, I found myself possessed only of the spirit of sneering cynicism as I endured the next 2 hours in which an old man swapped homely platitudes with folksy caricatures whilst making his extremely slow way across America in the absence of a full driving licence. Forrest Gump on a fucking tractor indeed. What's particularly evil about the effect those words had on my state of mind is that I actually really like Forrest Gump. And I'm quite partial to tractors too, although what Richard Farnsworth actually drives in the movie is technically a lawnmower. While many other lazy left-leaning liberals, of which I am one, were merrily slagging off Bob Zemeckis' Oscar winner as some kind of right-wing Reaganite wet dream, celebrating old-fashioned down-home stupidity over disruptively rebellious intelligence, I always thought, as does Danny Boyle, that the outlook of any film, starting with a single mother having to have sex with a headmaster in order to ensure a decent education for her special needs son, was anything but rose-tinted. For me, seeing Forrest Gump as some kind of neocon tract was a perfect example of what happens when film theory gets in the way of film viewing, when people start reading movies rather than watching them. If you really want to judge something by what it looks like on the page, go read a book. As for cinema, it's a slippery audio-visual medium which, at its best, is ill-served by mean-spirited reductionist critiques. Yet, as wrong-headed as they may be, mean-spirited reductionist critiques can be really funny, particularly if served up in a pithy one-liner that pierces the heart of the movie and bursts its shimmering creative bubble, like Forrest Gump on a tractor, the best, worst film review I ever heard. Today, David Cox says he wishes he'd never uttered the five words I've carried around with me ever since. He insists that he didn't mean anything by them, that it was just a silly joke, not to be taken seriously, and certainly not to be held up as a reason to hate Lynch's low-gear road movie. Hey, according to David, he really likes The Straight Story, and if he can get over that damned phrase, why the hell can't I? The answer is simple. No matter how